jaw-dropping headlines, we pick the channels and sites that slant towards our own beliefs. We hear political figures do rhetoric about fake news, persuading us to lose trust in the media, to doubt all journalists and reporters, to instead follow the leader on Twitter, to go directly to the belly of the bias.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Connected Revelation on Freedomizer Radio. I am your host, Susie.
And I'm Dory.
And Dory, are you coming to us remote today?
I am coming remote.
All right.
I had a little... We have someone we both know,
yeah.
Maybe not personally, but have followed via the internet, that lost their sweet baby girl, and they're celebrating her, what would have been her first birthday today. So I stopped by there to drop off some flowers and show my respects, and then onward forward, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I am not remote. I am in my home, as usual. So today, well, last week, first of all, I guess to recap, we had Thaddeus Owen of the Primal Hacker on, and it was a really interesting show and has me investigating more things concerning our exposure, EMF exposure in the home and whatnot. One of the things he was talking about are different ways to protect yourself from just the constant barrage of energy sources that we just have living in our modern world. And,
right.
You know, we too live in an old stucco home. So we do have, you know, two layers basically of metal plus the stucco and plaster that are between us and the outside world. So we do know that that can disrupt our service. So we know that as internet service, we know that there is some truth or some validity to, you know, building materials affecting how energy can enter the home. But once
yeah.
it's in here, you know, once it's wired in, though, you might have protection, you know, a little bit from the outside, but it's still
not
inside your home.
Inside.
So, right, exactly. So
yeah.
we're kind of looking more into that. And I was honestly a little hesitant to bring it up with my husband, because even though I feel like, especially compared to other husbands, he's very open and doesn't make me feel like dumb or that I'm overreacting when I have concerns about things that are kind of outside what I would consider the norm.
Right.
He was like, oh yeah, let's, you know, before we do any like mitigation, let's get a meter and let's figure out, again, let's have something measurable so we know that whatever we're doing is either helping or not helping, so that we can better,
yeah.
you know, serve our bodies and the kids. And I was like, I was kind of prepared for a long discussion or some conversation around this, and there was absolutely no conversation. It was like, let's borrow a meter if we can, and if we can't, let's just invest in one and move forward. And I was, and he was like looking up wire wrapping already for, you know, EMF blocking and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay. Like, I wasn't prepared for that, for the that easy
for him
of a conversation.
Head first
no,
into it.
No, I expected somewhat, not an argument, but more of a like, oh, I don't know if it's necessary. And he was like, yeah, I'm in. Like, where do we start? He was like, okay, I researched this and this is what I found. And I was like, oh, I don't even know what to do with that reaction. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, I think he knows. I mean, intrinsically, he works with it a lot. I'm sure he
yeah.
feels different sometimes. And so,
yeah.
And
he's seen
you know,
studies, like, yeah, yeah, absolutely. You're right. And he's seen the studies
true.
Of like, a plant that was next to like Wi-Fi versus a plant that wasn't, you know, like he's seen those things and, you know, knows that even though you can't necessarily see the ill effects right away, that obviously that doesn't really mean anything, because we don't really see ill effects from diet or lifestyle choices for sometimes 30, 40, 50 years before they come knocking at your door. So, but anyway, I was pleasantly surprised. So now I have to get my butt in gear and do my part of the equation. So,
well, you can always borrow my meter.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about yours. And, you know, I know nothing about any of this as far as, you know, what's good, what's not. So.
Yeah, and the meter for mine, it's like anything above 3 is considered not good. And I live, yes, in a stucco house with plaster walls, and I have all of that protection, but I do have a very large power line that goes over our house. So, of course, when I bought the house, I didn't know much about EMF. And so the reason, I guess, like I said, I've been learning about EMS for a long time. And so I was talking to a patient in the dental office, and she was really into just different energy works. And she talked about how, like, there's different, like, I guess you would call them vortexes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Have you heard of vortexes? Okay.
I've heard of them, but I don't know much about them. Yeah, go ahead.
So she was talking about vortexes, and basically it's like this energy surge area. And so, like, I was telling her how, like, I had trouble, I really didn't start getting really sick till we moved into this house. It was maybe 3 months after we moved into the house that I found out I couldn't have kids, and everything kind of snowballed, which was maybe coincidental.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. But I was sitting where my bed was, and I made sure, like, from a feng shui perspective, my bed isn't under a window, you know, and the way that I put the bed in the room. But he's like, well, maybe where you're sleeping is like a vortex, so you should like move your bed somewhere else in the room.
Yeah.
And I did, you know, like, and I think it did help, you know, but like, it's just really interesting. But I knew for EMF, well, I finally did get a meter. And the EMFs in my house were like 5, which is like, you know, pretty good above where we want them to be, because you want them under a 3. So I bought a few mitigations. You know, first of all, I put a salt, like a Himalayan salt lamp in every room. And then I put little mitigation systems in the electrical in different areas of the house, and it's brought it down to just under 3. So I wouldn't say my house is super low EMF, but we've definitely done a good amount of work to mitigate what was already happening.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So, I'm not sure. We don't, in our bedroom, we actually don't have any more options for our bed, which is, I mean, obviously we're looking at not being here for very much longer.
Really?
We have one. Yeah, we have one spot to put our bed, and that's it. So we're kind of, we're very limited as to what we can do with organization. So it's going to have to be, you know, what can we do with, you know, either curtains or paint or, you know, other things like that, because we have such a small space to work with, unfortunately.
Right, right. And all that, I mean, you can do other things, like I said.
Yeah.
The Himalayan salt lamps and other, there's other mitigation systems that you can use.
Yep.
In fact, I've been, you know, learning more about molecular hydrogen water, and the company that I got my machine through actually sells, like, EMF protectors that are, they're supposed to go 8 feet out and kind of make a dome over you.
Okay, yeah.
So there's, and it's, they're pretty cool. So they're basically, they're wrapped in copper, and then inside is encapsulated molecular hydrogen water.
Okay.
And so because molecular hydrogen is a, like, what they call a super antioxidant, which I really don't like that term, because antioxidants can do amazing things, but they can also be harmful if you have too many of them. But it doesn't work. It works similar to an antioxidant in the sense of, like, it's going to help neutralize free radicals. However, it only does the reactive free radicals, so those from EMF or those from you know, the environment or the bad food we eat or whatever it is. It doesn't deal with, it doesn't mess with the natural occurring oxidative processes within the body.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't bought one of those EMS things yet, but I'm intrigued by the,
yeah,
that device.
So is it like a, you know, what is it, like something that you mount on your wall and it kind of puts something over? Is it an actual physical like netting or what is
it?
With
you.
Okay.
No, it's a, like this, it kind of looks like a spool. It has,
mm-hmm,
wood, and then it has encapsulated inside of it the molecular hydrogen water, and then around,
okay,
it has copper that's,
okay,
around it.
Okay.
And so I'm sure there's something more to it than what I'm explaining,
mm-hmm,
but that's what I see of it when I see it. And so then you could like just set it on your desk when you're working.
Oh, interesting.
Or, you know, and have it with you.
Gotcha.
You know, it does 8 feet, so you get a pretty good array. Now, I've never tested, you know, I don't have one. I have someone who does have one, so next time they bring it over,
yeah,
I my meter.
Yeah, test it. Yeah, yeah.
And test it. Because,
yeah,
as much as I'd like to be you know, I believe in many things, but seeing is believing, and testing and science is definitely something that I want to see. Like, I want to see,
yeah,
the physical difference.
Yeah.
So
you'll have to let us know what happens with that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Well,
so today
we're going down the EMF road.
Yeah, and like we know, like we have our Wi-Fi. It's been, you know, we turn that off every night. We've been doing that for like 8 years. We don't, you know, we cover up all of our lights so that the room is dark and cool. Like, we've done a lot of these things for a long time. And so now it's kind of like, all right, well, you know, what else? And maybe everything will be fine. You know, like we won't really need to do anything else, but it's like, all right, well, we might as well look around, and if there's anything else we can do, we might as well do it, you know, be as,
oh, yeah,
proactive as possible.
I didn't know you were interested in moving.
Yes, we are going to be moving probably in the next year, but still in Minnesota. So we just are kind of not outgrowing our house. I think we're maybe outgrowing our neighborhood a little bit. So we will looking for, you know, not necessarily property, but again, something that has trees and a little bit more open space. And I don't really care about a bigger house. But just, you know, maybe a different layout or something like that. So yeah, we're, you know, not in a rush. We're going to just rent our house. So we're not selling our house or anything. We're going to hold on to it, but time to make a change, I think.
No, that's so, you know, you kind of, I get that, like the change,
yeah,
and, you know, there are things where you just got to roll with how it feels.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just kind of one like day in March or something or April. And I told Tom, like, we need to move. Like, I'm just ready. There's something, like, I don't feel settled in here anymore. So it's like, and we don't seek anything. Like, I don't seek more property or, like I said, a bigger house or anything. I just seek a change. Like, yeah, we got, it's time. It's time. We've been here a long time.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a, you know, a big change. I mean, that's so funny because, like, we just bought a new, you know, the property down our way from our house.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, everybody, and you know, we live in a small town, and you don't realize how small of a town you live in until, like, my husband grew up in town, and
oh,
so
that's,
I didn't.
Right.
It's also funny. So right now, the kids have wanted to deliver flowers to different people in town to surprise them, so I kind of built on that, and I just put a message out into our Facebook page, and I just said, hey. The kids want to deliver flowers to three people every Friday in August, and so to a good neighbor. So I'm just asking other neighbors to nominate somebody in town.
Aww.
And then, you know, so we've been doing that. This is our second week with nominations. First week, the kids did what they wanted.
Yeah.
And so as we're going through, and, you know, they don't know me. You know, right. As I'm walking up to the house and saying, well, hi, you were nominated as being a good neighbor in Osseo, and, you know, the kids wanted to bring you flowers, and here's your card, and this is who nominated you, and thank you for what you do. And it's been really cool meeting people. Like, a lot of them know who we are.
Yeah.
Like, I am not, and so far, none of the people who've been nominated are actually in the Facebook group online. So they're all very,
okay.
Like, huh? What's happening, you know?
Yeah.
And surprise, but so they were just, they just don't know. They're like, oh, so you bought so-and-so's house, and I hear you're moving. And, you know, it's like, oh, yes, you bought it. But, oh, no, we're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then a lot of times people are confused.
Right.
They're like, oh.
Well, that's, yeah, that'll be exciting. That's fun to get to know the neighbors, that's for sure.
Yeah, but you just sort of have to, my husband has a long-term business. He has a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that comes along with that. And so up until this point, he's been storing it in front of our house or at his mom's house or at my mom's house. And so it was kind of to a point where I was like, you know, maybe if we have it all together, it'll make it easier for you to know what you have. And then you'll know where to go with it. So that's why we bought the
right.
property, so he can store
yeah.
his stuff.
Yeah.
But,
no, sure.
You know, so that was the process. And then also I have future goals for that property as well. But,
right, right. You know, yeah. Change is good. It doesn't scare me in the least. I like change.
I sometimes like change. I'm learning to like it more.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, today, of course, we are interviewing you, Dori, and giving a shout out to your business, Mind, Body, Soul, LLC, because on our first show, when we interviewed one another, everyone could hear me, but unfortunately, our audio was not working the way it should have, so no one could really hear you. And so we wanted to kind of have a redo and interview you and get to know about your business and what led you to it and all of that. So that is what we are going to do today. We might as well start off because it's not time for a break yet. So we might as well just get right into it.
Okay.
So,
I might interview you too.
Well, so let's go. I mean, let's, here we have Dori Klatt. Is that how you say your last name? That's right.
Actually, that's not my last name.
Trosten.
My last name's Trosten. Yeah.
Trosten. I always get confused.
Yeah, I confuse people a lot.
And you own Mind, Body, Soul, LLC, and you've also recently become a personal trainer. So I'm assuming that that will go under your existing business.
Correct, yes.
So why don't you tell our listeners what is Mind, Body, Soul, LLC? What do you specialize in?
So Mind, Body, Soul, LLC, I'm a health and wellness coach, which, you know, it's kind of an up-and-coming career, as they call it. But basically, I help people get the knowledge they need to make informed decisions about their health. In my case, I'm very aware of how different each individual can be. So I work with a technology called bioresonance. And with that technology, I'm able to get a good idea within a 90% accuracy of what possibly could be happening in somebody's body. And that gives us a really good starting point in regards to reaching whatever the client's goal is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and what do you work with? I mean, you work with just anybody who is interested in making a lifestyle change. Are you focused on one particular area of health?
You know, I work a lot with women
mm-hmm.
and children, but I guess I could say family. But, you know, hormone issues that people are struggling with, that a lot of times is tied with weight loss issues.
Mm-hmm.
So people, you know, I don't even like to look at weight loss really because it's not really, I mean, if you do the changes to make you healthier, that stuff kind of takes care of itself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There isn't that need to focus on that.
Right.
So I guess I help people pinpoint exactly what they are, you know, what their goals are and kind of give them an idea of where to start their process.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I specifically give them any sort of plans. I give them options and then talk about the pros and cons to each option and let them decide for themselves.
Okay. And
as a health coach, you can't really tell people what to do. You just have to help them along and give them all the information and let them make the decisions for themselves.
Right, right. And do you find that when people come to you, they're pretty ready to make those changes overall?
Yes. Yes, okay. For the most part, I think people are, it's interesting, as you're working with people and you're peeling back the layers of what's happening and you're making changes, you start to see patterns.
Mm-hmm.
On why they haven't been able to do it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it brings things up that you have to work on to get through to be able to get to that next stage.
Sure. That makes sense. So what led you down the road to become a health and wellness coach? Like, I know you had your own health issues, but then that's one thing. What motivated you to help other people then?
I think if you were ever to look back at my resume of what I've done for career, it has always been helping people.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a career where I wasn't helping people. That's just sort of what I like, I feel like is my gift.
Yeah.
Is helping people. So, I mean, I was a licensed dental assistant again. I was helping people. So from a dental perspective, helping them, guiding them through like dental materials options, treatment options when they had things happening. So I would say it very much coincides from a different perspective. So we're looking more from a general perspective when I'm working as a health coach, but a lot of my training and life experience has been helping people deal with health issues that come up.
Mm-hmm.
I was motivated by my own health issues, but I was also motivated by seeing other people struggle through health issues or pass mm-hmm. away from health issues that maybe could have been turned around if they would have gotten the right information at the right time.
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely.
I guess my goal is to never have to watch or see anybody suffer the way I've seen people suffer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was something that I guess really instilled in me as I watched my boss pass away from cancer and watching him quite literally starve to death in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that I promised the world that was something I was going to work really hard to never have, you know, to reduce the amount of people who have to go through that.
Right.
Because it's absolutely devastating for the family. It's devastating for the person who's experiencing it. And it's not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess my goal is to reduce the risk, reduce people having to suffer.
Right. I like that. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and I want you to think about if you have any stories to share. And I know you haven't been doing this for a really long time, so I know, and health changes take a while, especially when we have 30, 40, 50 years of, you know, damage to undo and to fix. But some success stories for us. Do you have something you can share after commercial?
Sure.
All right. So So we are going to take a quick commercial here on Connected Revelation. And when we come back, we're going to have Dori Trosin of Mind Body Soul LLC share with us some success stories and some other information about her business. Be back in a few minutes.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods, and with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
Are you looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
And we are back after a really quick commercial break on Connected Revelation on Freedomizer Radio. I'm your host, Susie.
And I'm Dori.
And today we are interviewing Dori. She has a business called Mind Body Soul LLC, where she is a health and wellness coach and recently added on personal trainer, I might add. Well-rounded set of skills that you have there to offer people.
Yeah.
You know, one thing when we were looking at different healing methods of healing on the internet for my son, one of the things we looked at were testimonials, and it's kind of easy to spot the ones that are, you know, either fake, as in they are positively fake, like, oh, this worked for me great, you know, in a matter of weeks that was whatever, and then the ones that are fake, as in they're just kind of blasting it like, this didn't work, I, you know, whatever. Easy to take those out of any review, and then to look at, you know, what did people heal from? Did it sound real? Did it sound familiar? Were there things that stuck out? And so with that in mind, I was wondering if you'd be willing to share, you know, without obviously names or too many specifics, some testimonials that you've had in your business throughout the years.
Well, I guess I can come up with the one major testimonial is, honestly, when you start working with a new technology like bioresonance, I mean, I had learned about it years ago, but I just didn't, like, you know, necessarily trust it or know enough about to trust it, right? So even when I bought the technology and invested in it, I was not 100% hook, line, sinker into the technology, simply because I want to see the proof that this thing works.
Yeah.
And so I brought in several test clients, scanned them, went through the results, asked questions to the people, like, does this sound like what's happening in your body at all? Like, can you just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't
know.
And I didn't, you know, I didn't take health histories on them, you know, enough to know that it was safe to use the technology on them. But that was about it.
Okay.
And so it was very accurate. And, you know, it's even very accurate when it came to me. So I'm going to use me as a test client, to be as one of the examples, because then I can get more details into it.
Sure.
So, you know, I've had hormone issues forever, probably since the beginning of time, for me anyway. but, you know, I knew when I went into menopause at 22 years old that I had hormone issues. I mean, clearly, if you're in menopause, there's hormone issues happening. And they wanted me to go on hormone replacement therapy. And at the time, I knew that hormone replacement therapy could cause cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want cancer. I figured if my body told me I couldn't have kids, it's probably telling me for a reason.
Right.
You know, like there's
yeah.
something off in my body, so I'm not going to mess around with adding any more, messing up with it anymore, basically. So I kind of... You know, I went about eating healthy and living my life, and I didn't really focus on hormones at all. I just, you know, the doctor, every time you go to the doctor, they'd say you should do hormone replacement therapy, and I would say no, and then they let it go. And then several years later, you know, I ended up starting to have heart issues and different things that were happening unexpectedly that really zonked me out, and I was feeling pretty darn awful. You might remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I
and,
do.
And, and, you know, it ended up being through many testing and working with it, that ended up being like my estrogen was like at a 12.
Mm-hmm. And it should be,
you know,
what?
And at the, your 90s. I mean, it fluctuates because,
okay.
you know, we cycle,
sure.
right? But 90s
right,
is
right.
pretty normal. So
oh,
12 is like I had no estrogen.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, like no, so things aren't functioning normally because your hormones. I didn't have any hormones to function normally,
yeah.
at all. And so, though I had saved myself from the potential of cancer, I didn't save myself from like the potential, you know, dying. you know, so, you know, it was a process of even though I had eaten well and done well for myself, I hadn't taken care of the root cause.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
So I switched up my diet. You know, they still wanted me to go on hormone replacement therapy, and I considered it at that point because I felt pretty bad. But I didn't. I just went with a really clean diet, and I started juicing and cleaning things up. And about, I'd say, it was over a year later that I brought in bioresonance, but then I was able to actually – But by then I knew it was thyroid. My thyroid was part of the issue, so I was doing things, just taking supplements that were good for your thyroid, and I had got myself kind of back together. But once I brought in the bioresonance technology, it still showed that there was a hormone imbalance, but not as severe, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then because it showed that, and then also suggests possible choices on foods and different things that you can do to correct the issue. I was able to do that for a while. And then I went to my doctor in, I think that was maybe like 6 months into it.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my doctor and I was like, she's like, well, and I had just read a book by Dr. Bredesen called The Alzheimer's Diet, I think it's called.
Okay, yeah.
And I was learning all about Alzheimer's and how if you have your hormones that are off, you're more likely to get Alzheimer's. And so I had just read that book and I was like, oh, maybe I should consider hormone replacement therapy. You know, it seems like there's these different areas of things that you should think about. So I went in and I just said, hey, you know, you're checking for my nodes and my thyroid. And they were like, I was like, well, maybe we can talk about hormone replacement therapy. And she's like, oh, great. Let's write a prescription. And I was like, oh, let's do a blood test.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
it's been a year and a half since she last took my blood. Like,
right, right.
You know, she was ready to write me a prescription based off the fact that my hormone level had to still be 12, even though I had no symptoms. That she listed off all these symptoms that I should be having. And I was like, well, I don't really have any of those symptoms.
Mhm.
And so she begrudgingly did the blood test. And on the way out the door, she kind of patted me on the back, and she said, I am so glad you're coming around. You're coming along so well. I am so proud of you. And on your way out, you can stop and get your thyroid ultrasound to check on your nodes, make sure they're not growing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I get my blood work done. I get my thyroid done. I go home. My results come back a couple days later. My estrogen's like in the 90s.
Oh my gosh.
I have no need for hormone replacement therapy at all.
Mm-hmm.
And my thyroid nose was 1 centimeter smaller than it was. So like it was a 4 and now it was a 3.
Wow.
For the size. And so,
yeah.
Needless to say, she wasn't very happy with me. she was kind of like, eh, you know, and just sort of blew me off. But the point was, it was like, wow. Like this machine, because I've been tracking my health so closely, gave me the ability to not only make the nodule in my thyroid that could or could not be cancer not grow,
mm-hmm.
which is what they're watching for, but actually
okay.
it shrink. So I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And my hormones are, you know, within normal limits.
Right.
I feel, you know, so that was one of my major, like, oh, that is so amazing.
Yeah.
That when you can track yourself and watch and adjust, how much easier it is to stay healthy or get healthy.
Right, right. And then, like, since then, have things changed, or do you just kind of stay consistent then at those levels?
I've been consistent.
Okay.
I think, you know, I can tell, but it's also part of, again, you have to track yourself, because there's
right.
times of the year where I'm going to be more likely to have problems, which is in the winter, because
mm-hmm.
I'm consistently low on vitamin D. Despite
right.
being outside
right.
all of the time, you know, in the summer.
Yep.
But so that's something. So then I got the vitamin D lamp like you have.
Yep.
To do that in the winter, and that really helped too. So this last year I got a sauna too to help with that. But it's made a huge difference in my life. Like, my thyroid's doing great. My hormones are doing great. My skin looks 20 times better than it did.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, your skin looks
started.
Amazing. Yep. Your skin looks amazing. I can attest to that. I know what you, I mean, I obviously were friends, so I saw you go through all of that stuff and can testify on your behalf that all of this is true and accurate and happened and was absolutely awful when you were in the middle of it. I mean, really, really bad, like emergency situation
yeah.
bad. So, I mean,
oh yeah,
obviously your results are incredible. Yep.
Yeah.
No, I remember it was very scary.
Yeah, they put me on a heart rate monitor for 30 days.
Yep, I remember.
I came and see
you at least once, maybe twice during that time. Things did not look great.
No. So to be on the other side is pretty good. So that's my number one testimonial. So
yeah.
You know, I'm my number one client.
Right. Well,
but,
as it should be, right? I mean, that's the way it should be, is that you're testing on yourself to, you know, better help other people.
Oh, absolutely. And so, of course, I have a soft spot in my heart for thyroid issues and
mm-hmm.
hormone issues because of what I've been through.
Yeah.
I do have a really soft spot for cancer for my boss who passed away. That's one of my major researching, you know, that's what I'm always reading articles about different research about different things that come along with like cancer prevention,
mm-hmm.
How to support people who are going through it, different things. So I do have a few cancer patients at the moment, being an adjunct to whatever else that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And do
you
have
know,
good,
I
mean, are you having good, not, I don't want to say results because that means it's done, but are you having good, are they having good results, you know,
they're having good
you know
scans.
What I'm saying? Good scans.
Yeah, the
okay,
scans are coming back with positive changes. Now I'm
okay.
not a doctor. I don't do blood
right.
work. And I.
yep.
But the energetically speaking, they were looking better. So I can't say that they are until they go in and have their next scan with their doctor.
Of course.
But I
and do
I can
they give
say
you
that,
good feedback too? Like when they're having certain issues and you do a scan and make recommendations, are they verbally able to express like, wow, I feel a change?
Yes. You know, and that's really kind of, I have yet, knock on wood, have a client not have positive results.
Good.
Just start in the beginning. Now, there are people who can, and then they will continue to have positive results if they do not stand in their way. If we, you know, because you can, just like any, every time you start an exercise program or you change something in your life, life gets in the way. There's a reason that your life got to that point.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right? So if you aren't changing anything else in your life but this, you're going to run into some roadblocks because fitting this into the life you already have is really hard. But if you're willing to work on all of it, it will work. It's just a matter of changing all of it. And I run into that too. I am, you know, a mother of two children, one with a sensory processing disorder and the other with a rare autoimmune disease. So it just is. You know what I mean? Like you have stuff that happen. I run one business now because I merged the two together, which is helpful. You know, so it's doing all of that stuff together. It's hard work to remember to take care of you too.
Absolutely.
You know, so I like to remind clients or encourage clients that, you know, we all have that thick, you know, and we got to fit it in and then we'll figure it out. And so when clients run into issues where like they're not, you know, eating the food they're supposed to, because when they get up in the morning, they need to run to the, you know, the kids to school and then they have to go to work and then they have to pick the kids up and then they have sports and then, you know what I mean? Like, it's really hard to really truly eat well. So then it's brainstorming and working with them to figure out how can we fit this into your life.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, as you know, too, like even just having a support, some sort of support system, even if it's you on the other end, you know, just that one person, I don't want to say like the account. I mean, it is accountability, but it's also like to be like, no, you can do it. Like just take 5 minutes and, you know, whatever. Make your egg or whatever advice that you give them. And like, you can do it. Just, you know, have that person that you
right.
know is going to be rooting for you. And hopefully as time goes on, then a whole community of people who are either just supportive of you because they're friends and they love you, or supportive of you because they're going through the same thing and you're kind of in this together.
Oh yeah. I have a client right now. She is amazing. She's making some major life changes. And with this, her daughter actually brought her into me. Who had already started making major life changes and brought her in. And so they kind of started making major life changes together. And she's brought her other daughter on board now with everything.
Wonderful.
And they are all like working together to get everything accomplished. And like if one, you know, they'll send one to the store and she'll shop for all of them. And then like the other one will cook and, you know, to take care of the other one. And it's just really cool to see because they're all getting amazing. I'm not even working with two of them, but they're having amazing results too, you know?
Wonderful. Yeah.
Because they're doing it together.
Right. That's, I love
so that's
that.
That's always fun to see.
Yeah. And you and I know how that, important that is just for having that moral support or having a group of people that's just there to even just, you know, be like, you can do it. You know, we're praying for you or thinking about you or, hey, I went through that too and I'm sorry, it stinks. I have no advice, but you know what I mean? So to have that, do you advise people or as part of your program trying to find, you know, some like moral support or a supportive community? Is that kind of part of what you recommend for people as well as a suggestion?
Yes, I mean, yeah, definitely having support, because there's nothing worse, and I personally can attest to this, than having a spouse or not having a support system. Because, like, when I was changing all the things in my life, my husband wasn't changing everything in his life.
Right.
There was a clear defined difference between what he was eating and things I missed eating and watching him and then eating what I was eating. And I had to be stronger than the want of whatever that was over there.
And that's so hard. I mean, that's so difficult.
It is so difficult. Honestly, it is so difficult. And that was one of those things that really held me back from succeeding. And that's not his fault, because it's not his job to, I mean, it would be nice if he had been on board, but ultimately in the end, I felt like it made me stronger because I had to be.
Right.
So it was my will over those other things. It was almost, you know, good versus evil. Like, oh, look, there's Oreos over there, but like, I really shouldn't eat those because it makes me feel bad. And my skin, you know, I'll get rashes and all those things. But at the same point, Oreos are kind of yummy.
Right.
You know?
Yes,
so choosing
I know.
Yourself first, right?
Right. Yes, absolutely. But yeah,
you know, so
and I mean, that's definitely that's a huge challenge. That's very difficult.
No, but he's now, several years later, finally going through his own kind of health stuff with kidney stones and things. And it's amazing how for years you can talk about it, you can bring it up, but like they don't jump that wagon. And then
I know, sister. I know. I hear you. I know.
They jump that wagon. They get on that wagon. They're like, let's do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm really proud of him because he's really making, I'm not having to say anything. He's just making better choices.
Yeah.
But, you know, and ultimately my goal is that he never had to go through anything like, you know, a kidney stone or any sort of negative consequence for, you know, lack of good diet. But I guess sometimes that's how people learn.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, there's those of us like me, I don't really have a lot of health issues. I'm more like self-experimentation. I'm just always trying to like do better without having underlying things. But I don't think that that's the norm. I mean, some people are like that where it's like, I don't know, I'll try stuff. And you know what I mean? But I do think for most people, it does take, and that's just my curiosity and probably, you know, how I was brought up to just kind of like question everything and do the things that are really different and give it a try. But I mean, if I hadn't been brought up that way, I think I probably would have taken some sort of health scare or a situation where I would need to like investigate how I was eating or living. I don't think that that's terribly unusual because I mean, it's so convenient just to sit and eat right convenience food and do what's easy and do what tastes okay. I mean, you, after a while you figure out it actually doesn't taste good, but at the time when you're just sitting there popping the pizza in the oven, it tastes fine.
Right.
You know, and then after you've been away for it for a year, you're like, what was I even eating? It's so gross. So I think that's probably pretty common that people, when they're faced with a health emergency, all of a sudden they feel like, oh, maybe I should change.
Yes, but it's a ripple effect, right? Because the thing is, somebody's going to change. Like, they're going to get super strict because they're like, I don't ever want to go through this again. And they're going to get better.
Yeah.
And they're not going to feel bad.
Right.
And then, well, I can just have one cookie.
Right.
I can just not work out today.
Yeah.
You know, and then it becomes a ripple effect because you end up sliding back. Hopefully not as far as you had originally been.
Right.
But that's what you see. You see people slide back. And then they hit this wall and they're like, oh, I got to keep going. And so it is kind of this three step forwards, one step back. Three step forwards,
absolutely.
One step back.
And that's no, you see that all the time. And your tolerance for feeling bad, I feel like, gets much shorter too. Like, I remember this. Okay, I am not doing this again. So it's not like I'll feel like this for 2 weeks. It's like, okay, 24 hours is enough. I'm, you know, we're back on this tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing is, like, that's just the really cool thing about working with the bioresonant technology is when clients come in, they've fallen off the wagon. The scan shows they fell off the wagon before maybe they even feel the effects of falling off the wagon. And so then they're like, oh, you know, and so it can keep people from going as far back as mm-hmm. they maybe would have had they not been tracking their health, which is also
sure.
helpful because you're going to make it farther.
Yeah, absolutely. So walk me through what an appointment, what a normal appointment would look like for you. Do you have, do people call you for a short, like, intro session, or how does this work?
Well, it all depends where the client is coming from. Like, if it's a cold call, like, they're just finding me off the internet, and they're like, all right, I'm interested in learning more about what you do, then yes, I normally do, like, a free phone consultation. Because
okay.
it's really important that our personalities mesh. Because if you don't like me, I can't help you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to say. You know, and ultimately, like, you know, it's, you know, and sometimes there's medical complexities that are greater than what I can, you know, help with.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there has to be this balance. Like, I am a piece of a puzzle. I'm not the whole puzzle. So, yes, basically we have, a conversation over the phone if they like or what we have talk about or what they if they want to try it out. Then we have my initial appointment. The initial appointment is about an hour and a half. And during that appointment, we go over your health history. We talk about kind of what your goals are for your health. And we do a full body scan, which is a 206 different body part scan. That's going to give us a pretty good idea of where we're at, to a 90% accuracy, what possibly could be happening in the body since it's not FDA approved. And I can't tell you that, and I can't diagnose because I'm not a doctor. So, but it's pretty cool what we can come up with after that hour and a half after talking. Typically speaking, after the first appointment, it will all depend on goals and what we see and what we want, how often someone will be back into the office. If
okay.
someone were going to do my 6-month program, which is what I call basically the role, it's what you want to do to get to succeed, basically.
Okay.
Okay. Some, you know, a lot of people pay appointment to appointment, which is fine, but you're less likely to make it to your appointment.
Okay.
You're less likely to stay on track.
Mm-hmm.
So the 6-month appointment is kind of where people are seeing the most results. So for the first month, I'm going to see them every week.
Okay.
And we're going to be tracking.
And how long are those appointments? Like
week.
An hour?
About
or?
An hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we're staying right on track with everything. I want to see exactly what changes, you know, so people can actually see the changes because they say it takes 6 to 8 weeks to really feel a difference. So a lot of people fall off the wagon before they get to 6 to 8 weeks because they
don't
feel
yeah.
different, you know?
Yeah.
So that's
yep,
why scanning is really important because
okay.
you can see it, you know, before
okay.
you feel it. So I found that most of my clients feel it within the first 2 weeks, a little bit of a change, a little more energy. What did I have a client say to me today? Because she's new, she just started. She said something, and she goes, well, this is the first weekend I haven't felt completely drained in a long
wow.
time. I don't feel amazing,
good.
But I don't feel
yeah.
like I all I can do is put my head on the, you know, the bed and never get up. So,
yeah.
So that's some result.
Huh?
So it's the process. It's getting there. So I'm basically with you for those first 4 to 6, even 8 weeks where I'm going to see you every week, depending on what's going on. And then from there, I give you 2 weeks.
Okay.
To see how you're doing.
Okay.
Because we got to make sure are we still tracking it with 2 weeks? Are we still doing well? And then if we're still seeing some good progress and stability, then we go a month, you know, and then we can hold it.
Sure.
But it's we want to see the progress, we want to hold the progress, and we want to make sure you continue to hold the progress even when you're not coming in for the scan.
Okay.
When we're not having the one-on-one. Because, you know, I can sit with you and, you know, spoon-feed clients all the time, but
mm-hmm.
if I'm not there and then they just fall off the wagon. I haven't done them a service.
Right, absolutely.
Because they don't know how to do it themselves. So it's a teach, track, and then allow the, you know, and give more space for them to be able to do it on their own.
Mm-hmm. And you...
So my goal is...
Yeah. You found that, I assume, that that system works through trial and error, the need to, you know, keep following up and encourage people to check in more frequently.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You just want to, because there's things that can creep up where you and things change as we're healing things. Like, it's kind of like you're rewinding time,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing that went wrong is the first thing to kind of get better, because it hasn't been wrong. So... You know, it starts out like things start kind of rewinding really quickly, but then as we get to the deeper rooted, been there a long time, hasn't been dealt with stuff, it takes a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To get through those things. So you're kind of rewinding time. It's not like we're getting to the deepest part of it until later, because we have to kind of get through all the other stuff to get there.
Right, right. I can understand that. And then is your personal training stuff like worked in with there? Can people choose a fitness plan along with kind of a wellness package, or is that separate right now?
It's, well, of course, the knowledge is helpful, right? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's helpful in the sense of like, okay, I always have back pain. I have weak ankles. I fall over a lot. Then we can add in, you know, different things to try and strengthen those different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, being cleared by a physician before doing
of
so.
Of course.
You know, gotta
mm-hmm.
have my thing in there. So, you know, ultimately there will be things, but of course, stability is the big thing when I'm working with, and mobility are the bigger things that you're going to work with, because that's going to help with everything else. Because if someone consistently has back pain, we got to start way back at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Before you can even get into the big stuff.
Right.
So that's what a lot of people do incorrectly when they're like, I'm going to go work out. You know, I'm going to get fit. And like, they don't pay attention to the fact that, well, you haven't really been strengthening your muscles in your back at all.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Until you deal with the fine muscles and strengthen them, which will only take you about 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
When you go and do a deadlift, weights, you're going to hurt yourself. And
right.
You're going to hurt, you know, you could do some major damage where, if, you know, so it's just getting people to understand where their body's at and understand that all of that is fluid. And
mm-hmm.
it takes time, but you can correct these things.
Right.
You know, it's a process. So it's hard for me to watch people go through pain all of the time. You know, I have many family members who have back pain all the time, you know, but they basically say, well, this is just the way the rest of my life is going to
mm-hmm.
be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was in a car accident 9 years ago, and my back, my lower back got all messed up. And when I would sit in the dental assisting chair, I could not hardly walk when I got out of the chair because my back hurt so bad.
Yikes.
You know, and it was like, am I going to be like this for the rest of my life?
Right.
And now that I have seen a chiropractor, strengthened my muscles, and made sure I'm more active in all of these different things, I don't have that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my back is completely fine. I have no pain left.
Right.
Now, does it go out sometimes when I'm super stressed and not taking as good care of myself? Yeah.
Right.
But I know how
right.
to get in and get it, put it back in place and do my work.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sign. Sign you need to work on you.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we are going to take another quick break here, Dori, and then when we come back, let's get people connected to you on Instagram, on Facebook, and on your website, and anywhere else. If you have any events coming up, maybe you can share those with us or places that you will be at. So let's take a quick break here on Connected Revelation. We'll be back in about 3 minutes with Dory of Mind Body Soul LLC.
I like the way you grow it, no pesticides. I got to box it up.
Box it up, yeah.
I like the way you grow it, so locally. I got to box it up. I like the way you grow it, with no GMOs. I like the way you twerk it,
no diggity,
no doubt.
We've got squash and peas, pollinator bags for all your bees. Melons you wanna squeeze? Yes, please. Yes, please.
Hey, now that plant looks good.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
I wanna grow it. I wanna taste it.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
My kind of girl.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Hey, yo, hey, yo.
Yeah.
Search YouTube for Freaks of the Garden, peacefulbelly.com. Support your local organic farmer.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, welcome back to Connected Revelation on Freedomizer Radio. I'm your host, Susie.
And I'm Dory.
And today we are re-interviewing Dory of Mind, Body, Soul, LLC. We had interviewed Dory, and we'd interviewed each other back on our very first episode of Connected Revelation, and we didn't think we were having technical difficulties. We thought it went really great until we re-listened to it and then really couldn't hear her. So with so much to share and so much to offer, we knew that we needed to re-interview Dory about her business and how she is helping people through the world of holistic health. So, Dory, do you go to events? How do you kind of connect with people? How do you get the word out? Can you let us know?
Well, I go to different expos or I partner with different businesses in the metro area. So as for how to get a hold of me, I have an event coming up in 2 weeks, but it's called the Healthy Family Fair, but I don't know if it's a specific target or not. So
that's
something that's coming up. I have a bunch of expos in November, like your Shining Life Expo in November and Mind Body Spirit Expo in November too. So that's
okay.
A while away from now.
It is. It feels like it now, but it's going to creep up on us fast.
It is, but I have a new outdoor activities for kids in Osseo, Minnesota, that people can register for starting now. It's activities for before and after school in my area to give the kids the opportunity to be outside and play and be active, which is great for several reasons. One, you just need to be outside and you need to get your vitamin D. I think it's super healthy to be outside. There's tons of studies out there that say that kids are actually able to learn better if they're outside more because it helps create different connections in their brain. It's also great for their physical body because when kids are sitting in desks all day long, they are shortening some muscles and lengthening others, and then it gives a way to back into stability and weaken some muscles, and that can cause weakening, which can future cause problems with back and other problems. So getting them out, doing different activities and being physically active will kind of counterbalance that a little bit and get people more balance and more strength in those areas. And honestly, I just don't think there's enough time in a day anymore for kids to just be kids.
Right.
And so this is an opportunity for an hour and a half after school or before school for kids or both to be outside and just play. You know, there's different physical activity available. So, you know, you got jump ropes, you got balls, you got hula hoops, you've got, you know, soccer, you know, so many different options in regards to what somebody could choose to do while they're out there. But how they want to go about it is totally up to them.
Right.
But that's kind of the fun thing that I've learned with kids is like, yeah, you can give them a soccer ball, but you can do like 100 things with a soccer ball, not just soccer. And, you know, this giving them basically abstract items that they can do what they want, you know what I mean? Like,
I do.
Soccer bag. It can be, you know, there's, you know, I have a list that I made for the kids over the summer, and it basically says this is 100 things you can do at any given time.
Nice.
So there's, you know, like go to the list. Like if you are bored, there's 100 things you could be doing right now.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, not a lot of things that you need to be able to do those things.
Right.
And
right.
So I think it's really important for their creativity. I think it's great for interacting with each other. It's great for being physically active. I think it's great for their brains. You know, so it's just something that I'm really passionate about. So that's why I kind of created this new program. But, I mean, I've been working with kids for the last 5 years, but this is taking it to a different level.
And what ages are you gearing this program to?
It's kindergarten through fifth grade.
Okay. And that would be an Osseo, and that's a before and then after school program, correct? So what time would you say
it's
is
not
it
a
like
program.
Eight?
It's activity. It's not necessarily
activities,
a program.
Okay.
But, yeah. It starts at 7 a.m. in the morning and then goes till about 8:30, which is whenever the bus picks them up for school.
Okay.
So it's normally right around that time frame. And then 3:30 to 5 p.m.
Okay, great. And then do you have more information on that online or on your website?
Yep. If you go to, well, several different places you could go to. You could go to balanceddori.com, and there's a plethora of information, but it's the last tab on my list.
Okay.
Anything else that are on my website. Otherwise, you can go to at Balance Dori Ann, DoriAnn, on Facebook. And then there's posts where you can just link right into it to the page, which might be easier.
Okay.
And then I don't have it posted on my Instagram because I feel like Instagram just covers way more than local.
Yeah. Yep.
So, but I also have Instagram, which is again at Balance Dori Ann. So it's the same as my Facebook one, just for Instagram. And that's also my Twitter, but I don't really pay attention to Twitter.
Well, we'll have to maybe replay this episode around November when you have your the different expos you're going to be at, because I'm sure you'll be doing maybe some scans at these expos, and people have a little information they can find you. So we'll have to keep that on our radar and replay the episode as we get closer to those expos.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, I just love helping people, and there's been a lot of prayer and thoughts and work bringing me to where I am today, and I feel like I'm in my life purpose, so I'm just excited to be able to help people achieve health from a mind, body, soul perspective. So it's just a lot of, I feel very blessed to have the opportunity to do so.
Yeah. Well, and you're very good at it. I mean, obviously you're, yeah, doing what you need to do, and you have yourself and your family as proof, and then sounds like a collection of people who you are continuing to help. So I think it's all good.
It is now. It's so funny because it's growing faster than, like, as the summer went, I have, like, you know, an activities program during the day for kids over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I see my clients in the evenings. And so what I expected to be a little bit of a lighter summer ended up being quite literally working 24/7.
Yeah.
Because I got done with the kids program. An hour later, I start working with clients. And then to get everybody's reports and everything, then I work till like 1 o'clock in the morning, and then I start over again. And then I wouldn't get a break for like 3 or 4 weeks here.
Right.
And so I was like, whoa.
That's good, though. It shows that you're doing what you're plugging in where you need to. You know, I mean, if you didn't fill up, it would probably be a little bit concerning.
It would be. So I feel very blessed that I've been able to, you know, to be able to help people, but also physically be able to do it, because
right.
You have to still watch your own health too.
Oh, absolutely.
During the process, because, you know, you can give and give and give and give, but if you don't take care of you, you can't really give anymore.
Well, and that's probably a lot of what you see with, especially
yeah.
women and thyroid health and weight issues and sleep issues is it does come down to, I don't want to say like putting yourself first, because that sounds weird to me, like to my ears it doesn't sound right, but it's like caring for yourself as well as you're caring for the people around you definitely has to be a priority.
It does. I mean, because you can't, if you're not at your best, you can't help people the best
you can.
That you could.
You can't. No. And eventually it comes down to you're not able to care for anybody, as we've, you know, I'm sure everybody has seen those cases or been there themselves where they're so low that it's, I mean, just to get through a day is a monumental effort, let alone do it well or be able to help anybody else.
Exactly. Like survival.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like
right.
The key.
Yeah. And that's not a good place to be, not a good place to stay. I'm sure everyone gets there, but you don't want to stay there.
Right, right. It's listening to your body too. Cause
yeah.
Honestly, our body, you know, our body can speak to us so clearly. And a lot of times we're like, oh, body is, you know, hurting me because my back hurts. How can my body do this to me?
Mm-hmm.
Your body's listening. I need a little extra intention over here, and
right,
this is the
right.
way I can tell you, and it's just like a baby crying.
Yep.
When they're
yep,
first
it's not
born
for nothing.
And they're crying, they know, they want to tell you they're hungry, they want to tell you they're cold, they want to tell you they're having trouble breathing, or whatever it is that's happening.
Yeah.
They're trying
yep.
to communicate it to you, and that's how your body's communicating to you, with pain, or with rashes, or with stomach aches, or, you know, any of the million things that could be happening
right.
in the body.
Right. Yeah. And I think we're good as a society to not listen. Like, we're not really taught to, you know, you talk about babies, we're not like, oh, they're just crying. It's just, it's nothing. It's like, no, it's never nothing. Like, there's many ways of communication. And when you are either visibly seeing something or audibly hearing something, or you feel something in your gut, it's never nothing. Like, you need to pay attention to that. And, you know, attend to it. We're really good at pushing that stuff down. I don't know why. I don't know
right.
where that comes from, but it's like, no.
I have my theory. So in training for working with babies, they talk about this this period of time where kids between the ages of like 3 months and 6 months cry more.
Mm-hmm.
And so they tell you, they call it this purple rain. So they call it this purple crying rain, and where kids just cry more.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think in retrospect, they're basically trying to say, like, if you can't handle the fact that they're crying more, like, put them in their crib
mm-hmm.
and, like, let them cry because it's better than, like, shaking them or killing them.
Right, right.
But at the same point, here are these babies. I don't believe babies just cry more during a certain period.
I don't either.
There's something happening during that time frame that they're crying more. And if we're just putting them in a crib and walking away, they may not cry as much anymore, but it isn't because whatever was happening went away. They
right. They know that their needs are not going to be met.
Yeah. They start to, okay,
yep.
I guess that's just what
I totally agree with
you. Know?
Yep. No, I completely agree. I agree. It goes back to infancy where it's like, oh, my needs aren't being met, so I guess I'm just going to shut up. Like, I'm just going to push down what I feel because no one's coming anyways. And I would completely agree with that. It starts so early and it's so damaging.
It is, but ultimately, I mean, but the other thing is the other person on the other side. Like, if you aren't emotionally able to handle it, I mean, there's a problem there too. Like, there's stuff you need to work
absolutely.
On too.
Well, and
you
a lot
know,
of times
so,
it's because you've never, like, if you as a grown-up were never attended to as a child, you have no idea, or maybe not no idea, but it is very difficult to go past that and be able to be empathetic and be like, well, I don't know what's wrong, but I'm just going to, like, hold you, and we're going to do our thing and whatever. I mean, my husband and I have had conversations about that because my mom did not leave us to cry at all. And his parents did more so. And you can tell a very distinct emotional difference when there is conflict or when something is going wrong and we don't really know what it is. The ability to be like, well, we'll deal with it. It's okay. Let's not get stressed. Let's just hug or whatever and get through it to, like, you know, an emotional separation where it's like, whoa, I can't be around this. You're freaking out and I don't know how to react. It's a very visible reaction. And part of it is, I'm sure, personality, but how that personality was formed to get to that point, you can definitely see a difference.
Yeah, it's really quite remarkable. And that is part of, you know, definitely what the books I've been reading lately is, what happens in our very young years does affect how we are later.
Absolutely.
Not only from an emotional perspective, but from a physical illness perspective.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yep.
Because we hold those emotions in and then we don't let them out. And it
yep.
just can muck up the systems. And I was reading this. It's a very spiritual-based book that I'm reading right now, but it was saying basically, like, it was talking about women with arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And it was talking about how they had come to this, the guy is a, like, a pastor, and asked them to, you know, anoint them and pray over them so that the arthritis would go away. And he's like, I'm not doing that, you know, because it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, but it says in the Bible it'll work. And he's like, but there's something else that happened in your life that created this arthritis. And if you don't deal with that, my prayers aren't going to help you.
Ah, I love it.
You know, so it was a very kind of a poignant piece of reading the book. But ultimately, in the end, it's like something much earlier on, you know, and I don't think that any parent, well, I shouldn't say that, but most parents don't want to hurt their children.
No.
Right?
Absolutely not.
And,
right.
And most parents don't understand that children at a very young age are actually quite intelligent.
Yes.
Right. And so they just think they're just this blob that has no, you know, like this blob of, you know, and they can do what they want with them. And, you know, and the kids aren't going to really pick up or sway or change from that.
Right.
But they
right.
do.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what they're taught.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And that's, it's, you know, when my mom was raising me 40 years ago, you know, it was like, I don't know if it was Dr. Spock or whatever, and it was very much, you know, cry it out and the, you know, all this stuff. And she's like, wow, it just didn't feel right. So we didn't do it. You know, it didn't make sense. It's not how I was raised. My mom would rock us in the rocking chair. And, you know, she always had a baby on her hip when she was cooking and cleaning and hanging laundry and washing laundry by hand. And so she knew instinctively and by how she was raised that that didn't feel right, no matter what success stories they had of children sleeping through the night when that by the time they were 4 months old or whatever. She was like, nah, this feels off. You know, this isn't right. And so she, you know, she said she was one of the few of her friends that didn't go along with that sort of thing with me and my little sister. You know, and I'm obviously very thankful for that, and we didn't do that either. But you know, it's just, you know, everybody, most people, like you said, do what they feel is best, but sometimes what's best is not the easiest thing or the most convenient. And that's when it gets tricky.
That is when it is always not the most convenient.
I didn't want to say that, but yeah, pretty much.
It's never the most convenient. Are you kidding
me? It's never the easiest path. Okay, you're right. It is not ever the easiest path. As we know with everything else. I know. But yeah, no, I agree with you. The emotional health plays into the physical, you know, body so acutely. People, I think, are starting to realize it more. But I think people ignore that part for a very, very, very long time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
not on purpose. It just wasn't really talked about.
No, but I was watching this documentary a while back. I wouldn't even know what it was. But it was talking about this back in the day before the Catholic Church came into being and everything. It was all kind of together. And then the Catholic Church was really popular at the time, and it talked about how at that point there was a conversation that was had between like political figures and then the Catholic Church, and it was decided that the religion would be separate from the physical body with the doctors, because it was at a point where they wanted to do more autopsies and do more dissection and learn more about the human body, and that was very not okay with the Catholic Church. And so there was this conversation or that was had that they decided that the church would stay out of the physical body and only stick to the religious body. And so that's where it kind of started to, at least according to this documentary, where it started to change. I mean, there's probably 100 different stories, probably more on why or what or how things changed and everything. But in this case, that's how they explained it. So I just thought that was really interesting.
It is.
That
no,
up
I
to
love...
that point, it was all encompassed.
As it should be, and now we're just like relearn. It's like everything else, like nutrition, everything else. Like we have to relearn this stuff because we've become so separated from it for so long that it's like, you know, we have to relearn it and rediscover kind of ancient knowledge or ancient wisdom, you know, all over again.
Oh, absolutely. It's interesting because my grandma passed away in November, and she was 93, 94 years old, and they're going through her house now to get ready to sell it. And so they're going through all of her things. And my mom saved me some books that my grandma had that were on natural healing, which my grandma had never spoke to me about, never mentioned at all these books or that she even read or looked at or any of this stuff. And so it was really cool when I stopped over there and my mom gave me these books, and they're from Reader's Digest and they're talking about natural healing and all of these different things. And I'm like paging through these books and I'm looking through them and I'm going, and they're from like the early, like late 80s, early 90s.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe some from the 2000s. And I'm reading them and I'm going, a lot of this information is stuff that, like, you know, I'm sharing with people.
Interesting.
You know, as a health coach, but I'm going, God, like, this has been around for a while.
Yeah,
you know?
I think longer. Yeah, I mean, I think for eons,
longer than that, even.
Did it. Yeah, yeah.
And so, but I thought, gosh, I didn't even know my grandma had these books, or she even thought like this, or even like considered it.
Right.
But it was cool to get those books because it was like,
that is cool.
Pretty. But that she had any piece of that at all in her was pretty
right.
cool. Because, you know, I come from a pretty conventional background.
Yeah.
So when you,
no, that's
you
really
see that kind of stuff, it's like, whoa. Like, maybe
yeah.
this wasn't, this is part of my DNA and I just, it missed a generation or something.
right. Yeah. Skipped a generation. Yeah. Yeah, you never know. That's really cool. Well, do you have anything else you would like our listeners to know, or did we cover all the really key stuff here today?
Oh, I just think that if you're listening and you are even at all interested in having a conversation about where your health is at and if there's anything that can be done to change that, I highly suggest either going through my website, or you could give me a call at my office number, which is 763-639-9133, or you could even email me at mindbodysoulllc@yahoo.com and get in contact with me, and we can set up a free phone consultation, and let's just have a conversation and see if there's anything that can be done.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for letting me interview you again today. It's always nice to hear. You're always doing new things, so it's fun to hear what you've added on to your business and the new things that you're learning about. It's pretty cool.
Now, if you want to borrow my EMF meter,
your meter,
you certainly can.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. Yes, I know. I'm going to go with whoever I can get it from the fastest. So we'll see where I'm going to be this
week.
You're available.
Yeah.
All right.
But I just want to thank you for being my co-host here on Freedomizer Radio on Connected Revelations. I just have so much fun talking with you. I kind of wish we had our show 7 days a week so I could talk to you every day.
I know. It is kind of cathartic just to sit here and like hash what's going on for the week and new news. There's always new news and things going on.
Yes, it's always fun to catch up and have a friend to talk to who is like-minded.
Yeah, it is inspiring.
Definitely. Well, thank you for another great episode. Thanks for taking the time to interview me. I know that there are probably a lot better people to interview out there than me, but I appreciate you taking the time to do so.
I don't think so. I think you were the guest for today. We didn't even think about this until kind of last minute, and it was obvious that we needed to do another interview with you that just featured you. So thanks calling in.
Next week we're going to do a replay of the Primal Hacker.
Nice.
And then the following week we'll do Dr. Uniford again replay, because as we go into this busy month of September, we have a couple weeks where we need to do some replays so we can basically start season two.
Yeah, right.
Connected Revelations.
Yeah. Thank you all for joining us, and we will catch you next week on Connected Revelation Radio, or Connected Revelation on Freedomizer Radio. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Have a good week.